Patient's name Jerry, last name Allen, date of birth 5/31/1958, date of service 11/14/2022, history of present illness. 64-year-old male presents to the clinic for a follow-up of his motor vehicle accident. He states everything does remain the same. Patient states he was supposed to have surgery for his cervical herniation. However, the surgeon that was going to do it developed cancer, and so they are trying to find a new surgeon. Allergies to penicillin, any mycin drug or Neosporin, current medication, Flexeril, ibuprofen, medical history, denied surgical history, left hand and finger, social history, denied drugs, ZT, Richard Smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 123/69, heart rate 68, respiration 16, temp 98.2, O2 99, he weighs 130 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well nursed, well groomed, HEENT, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl neck, negative JVD, he does have increased pain, point tenderness with any range of motion or the lateral movement of the neck. Chest S1S2, respirations even on labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, both S94, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuroana times 4, gait study, skin swarm dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment plan number 1, cervical herniation. Patient still has ibuprofen as well as as well as Flexeril. He will take those medicines for symptom relief. I'm going to go ahead and schedule him an appointment for 2 months from now. However, if he does find a surgeon, I told him to go ahead and call back and we'll reschedule it and see him before. He does agree with this plan of care. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.